Vice presidential candidates Tim Walz and J.D. Vance meet for their only debate tomorrow night. As Minnesota Public Radio's Dana Ferguson reports, Walz has participated in many over his career, but not on this big a stage.
From early in his political career, Tim Walz has emphasized his background as a teacher, an Army National Guard member.
We are joined today by Republican incumbent Representative Gil Gutnick and his opponent Democrat candidate Mr. Tim Walz.
Walz contrasted himself against his Republican opponent this way in one of his first debates in his initial run for office, a 2006 U.S. House race.
The thing I think my opponent fails to realize, he speaks of the arena as the bubble inside the Beltway in Washington, D.C. I've been in the arena of public life. What I think I bring is a real-life experience that knows I don't have the luxury of being partisan.
Fast forward to 2024, Walz is again expected to lean on that background, opposite Ohio Senator J.D. Vance. Walz, now in his second term as Minnesota governor, has acknowledged that debates aren't his strong suit. He told MSNBC earlier this month that the matchup will offer voters a look at what sets him and Vance apart.
He's Yale law guy. I'm public school teacher. So we know where he's at on that. Sure. I think it's a good opportunity to contrast where we're at.
In addition to framing Vice President Kamala Harris's vision for the country, Walz will also have to answer for his own record. That spans the violence in Minneapolis following George Floyd's murder, the pandemic, and a broad swath of policy decisions as governor. Walz was pressed on all three during a 2022 gubernatorial debate.
Welcome to the Farm Fest gubernatorial forum.
Republican Scott Jensen told a rural Minnesota audience that Walz used too heavy a hand as governor.
Let farmers farm, let miners mine, let teachers teach, and let government get the hell out of the way.
Visibly irked, the governor often stood from his seat to vigorously defend his administration's approach.
This job entails more than admiring a problem, second guessing.
Jensen says he felt like he was able to put the governor on defense by pivoting in his answers to point out areas where Walz was weakest.
I tried to come back to two or three flaws in his leadership style so that when the debate was over, the audience would have this general impression that Tim Walz had been slow to act.
Jensen and others who've debated Walz note that the governor is affable and folksy, and they say his move to downplay expectations, a classic pre-debate tactic, could help him set up a more successful outcome. Minnesota Senate Majority Leader Erin Murphy knows from experience. She debated Walz when the two ran for the 2018 Democratic nomination for governor, which Walz won after a hard race.
He is a plain-spoken person. He doesn't put on airs, and he's going to be direct with the people about what he believes we need to do.
But that approach can also cause problems for Walz, says Paul Gazelka, a former Republican Senate Majority Leader. He sought to take on Walz in his 2022 re-election bid, but was unsuccessful.
Sometimes he speaks off the top of his mind, which maybe didn't get him in trouble as much in Minnesota, but if that's the case now, it will get him into trouble.
He pointed to a comment the governor made about Minnesota National Guard members being, quote, 19-year-old line cooks, as he defended his response to the 2020 Minneapolis violence. It didn't land well in the weeks that followed. The Harris-Walz campaign is looking to avoid a similar trip up during the debate. They've said the focus will be on presenting Walz to viewers and illustrating what a Harris presidency would look like. For NPR News, I'm Dana Ferguson in St. Paul.